Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now, a casino opponent. Kathleen Conley Norbit lives in the Western Mass town of Munson, next door to Palmer, which has been hoping for years it's the Western Mass casino site. She's the former president of the group United to Stop Slots and is a founding member of the Western Mass Casino Task Force. Good morning, Kathleen, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
We just heard Martha Biebinger report that State Senator Stan Rosenberg says the bill will have some of the strictest regulations in the country to combat gambling corruption. Does that ease any of your concerns about this?
I'm pleased to know that some of the recommendations that people that I've worked with, opponents to expanding predatory gambling, that some of those recommendations have been taken into consideration. That is certainly a step forward. And now we would want them to do what they should have done a couple of years ago, is to have an independent cost-benefit analysis, because we could have wonderful regulations, but if it's not fiscally prudent to go in that direction, it really wouldn't matter.
What do you mean by that? What's the cost of casinos that you're concerned about?
The costs are, there's so many layers, Bob, that we'd need a very long morning to discuss those. But just some basics, the impacts when large amounts of commuters are going to a new region where the infrastructure was not built up to sustain that, other things having to do with law enforcement. We know that gambling brings additional crime, and those are certainly things for us to be concerned about, particularly at this time when so many communities, local law enforcement, even housing, education, social services have all been scaled back. And in the region where I live, we have a very small police force. We have limited infrastructure and absolutely no public transportation. So one of the things that someone from Spectrum Gaming Group had said to me a few years ago when we met was that casinos change everything. And those costs have not been brought forward. And in fact, I think they've been deliberately ignored.
So will there be a full court press by you and the groups you're associated with against this casino plan? Or given the fact that the plan to expand gambling in Massachusetts passed the legislature overwhelmingly last year before it was torpedoed by the governor, do you feel it's inevitable that this is going to pass and that the best you can do is just try and put some safeguards in it?
Well, you know, as a non-paid, non-lobbyist, citizen taxpayer, I will continue to do what I've been doing all along, which is to speak to the deficits in the legislation, certainly review it carefully, dialogue with media, the public, and legislators about the issues that we have continued to raise. I find it really interesting that this bill has now switched from being a special interest giveaway to the speaker's friends at the racetracks now to a special interest governor's bill with a giveaway to a tribal casino. It's very complicated, and I think, again, it's very, very costly.
Kathleen Conley Norbit, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure, Bob. Have a wonderful day.
Casino opponent Kathleen Conley Norbit is a founding member of the Western Mass Casino Task Force.